Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Michael in South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott Squirrel, how you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Everything's good, Scott Squirrel?
Everything's good, brother.
That's good, that's good. Hey, Scott, big game on Sunday. I was going to ask you, can the Pittsburgh Steelers bounce back and get a W over the Seattle
Seahawks? I mean, they better, or they're going to start getting some friction for sure from the fans and media in Pittsburgh because, you know, Bell's gone. They let Brown go. They talk big about, oh, we're fine. We're going to be, you know, we're going to be okay. There's no more stress here. There's no more egos. There's no more narcissism. There's no more clubhouse cancer. This is just straight a team. Let's go play football. And then they go out and lay that egg against the Patriots. I think that, you know, they literally, in my view, they have to win the game. They absolutely have to win it. Now, people will say that's crazy, but it isn't. You're at home. Your home opener, you played terrible. Now you got Seattle coming, whatever, 2,500 miles, almost 3,000 miles to that game. You got, and a 1 o'clock game, you got to beat them. But I'll tell you one thing, Russell Wilson means business. I don't care where they play. I don't care who they play. That guy, he's in every game. Is he not in every game? He's a gamer, that guy. So, you know, that number's dangerous, whatever, at 3.5, 4. I think that Seattle's definitely got a shot to be in the game. I think the Steelers are kidding themselves if they think they're good. They do not look good to me at all. That was a pathetic performance in Gillette. But I think the Patriots made them look that way. And it's funny. People don't respect how good they are. They really are good. And then you go in there, they humble you, and everybody thinks you're terrible. They may not be as bad as they looked. They could come out this week and look more like who they are as opposed to what the Patriots do to just about everybody they play at Gillette.
Yeah, it's hard because that could have happened to any team last Sunday night in that game. Any team could have rolled in there and lost 33-3. Anybody.
I think every team would have been
just about
rolled.
I mean, we know who the handful of teams are that are in that top tier. You know, really nobody should be in the Patriot class. But
right. We
know that the Chiefs and the Rams and the Saints, you know, they're up in that upper echelon area right now. This is tricky, though. I was not impressed with Seattle last week at home. You know, they struggled with Cincinnati.
They won the game.
It went all the way to the gun, and they pulled it out at the end.
Too much work.
Everybody makes a ton of, you know, a huge deal about the West Coast team playing at 1 o'clock on a Sunday. The Steelers need this game, though, after last Sunday. They need this game. 0-2 start for the Steelers ain't gonna look great.
It's not good.
Especially if the Ravens are 2-0 when they beat up the Cardinals on Sunday.
Yeah, but I'll say this. Look, I think that game in Seattle was more a surprise of the what Dalton did with like 450 yards, whatever. The guy had a huge day, and Ross had a huge day. So I thought it was more about them, and then I thought Seattle looked fairly average. And I also think this West Coast, East Coast thing is overrated. Listen. On Sundays in the NFL, you're either playing at home or you're on the road. And when you're on the road and you're from Seattle, you're going on a road trip. There's no, like, you know, one-hour flight, unless you're playing in L.A. or something, it's a couple hours. But the fact remains that I think that's so overrated. You got to go, whatever, Friday, go in there, do your work, play the game, and win the game and get out of there. I'm not buying this. Like, because look. We go to L.A., we go to Vegas all the time, and when we get there, you're going to tell me that we can't function, we can't party, we can't go out, we can't have a good time, we can't go eat, we can't go gamble, we can't go stay up all night? That's nonsense. You're telling me these finely tuned athletes can't get on a plane, fly to Pittsburgh, and win a football game because of the time difference? It's pathetic. I've been hearing that for 45 years, the time difference. Shut up. Just play. Who cares what time it is? You got a game. Let's go. Strap it in.
And
let's
I'm sure go. That Big Ben saw Dalton, the tape of Dalton carving up that Seattle D last week for all those yards, and he's going to be looking to get back on the right track.
I mean, he's got to, and he's got Schuster. He's got Washington. I mean, let's get it on because, you know, he didn't even have a touchdown pass, so it's a rare day when that guy doesn't throw for a touchdown.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.